This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Van Buren Cast Student Athlete of the Week is Eleanor Frost of South Haven High School Swimming. And in the Rams meet against Plainwell, Eleanor had first place finishes in the 50 free and 100 free. She had a state qualifying time of 25.06 seconds in the 50 free, 55.42 seconds in the 100 free. Also a member of the 200 medley relay team in the 200 free relay. That's a busy day, but of those performances, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Of those that I mentioned, I mean, you've got the 50 free, the 100 free, then the two relays. Is there a favorite? If you look back, is there one that you say, oh, man, I love that race?
Yeah, I really like swimming the 50 because it's over very fast.
That's a good reason why.
Yeah.
Of the relays, what leg do you swim in those?
In the medley, I swim the third leg, which is fly. And then in the 200 free relay, I swim the last leg.
Okay. Yeah. So in the medley, you're doing the fly instead of the free. Is there one that's a more difficult stroke for you?
Yeah, I like swimming free more than fly, so I mostly just swim fly because my coach wants me to.
Something you are put into.
Yeah.
I mentioned your state qualifying times in the 50 free and the 100 free. Of those times that you swam, I mentioned 25.06 in the 50 and 55.42 in the 100. As you go into the season, were those times that you thought were attainable?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the times that I have this early in the season. I didn't really know what to expect this season because it's always going to be different from freshman to sophomore to junior year.
Right.
But yeah, I'm happy.
Of those two, was there a certain time you really wanted to see if you could hit this year?
Yeah, I would like to break 25 in the 50, but that'll probably come later in the season.
Yeah. So. Outside of swimming, do you have any other activities here at South Haven you're involved with?
Yeah, I'm in Be Nice, which is like a mental health awareness group. And then I'm also in the Tri-M Music Honor Society. I'm in National Honor Society and Quiz Bowl. Oh, and I also play percussion in the band.
It's a busy year for you.
Yeah.
But I get the impression you enjoy it.
Yes, I do.
Your coach is Amy Cruz, and I think Eleanor seems to be one of those student athletes you feel comfortable pretty much putting her wherever you need her to put.
Eleanor started swimming about 10 years ago in age group, and when they're early on and you teach them all four strokes, they're pretty versatile everywhere. She might not like being put in the fly, but she forgets to remind herself that she holds the school record that she broke that was older than herself at the age she broke it.
Wow.
So she's just a natural in the water in all four strokes, actually.
Those times that she put in, the state qualifying times and the 50 and the 100, did they surprise you at all? Did you think that she was capable of putting those times up?
Eleanor's capable of anything she puts her mind to, mm-hmm. Totally, and she never argues with where she gets put. She knows that she's just a good leader in that respect and puts in where she needs to make that win if that's what we need out of her. She's nowhere near where her state qualifying time is. She is a state champ. Mm-hmm. For D3 from last year, and I know she wants to probably retain that spot, so that's what we work towards. But we're tired right now. We're tired going into every meet, so she's not going to perform at those levels until we get to that final meet that she's working towards, which is that state meet in mid-November.
Eleanor, you're a defending state champion. Does that kind of like raise your goals a little bit coming into this season, maybe as compared to seasons past? Are they kind of more lofty goals this year?
Yeah, I feel like I'm putting more expectations on myself, which was different than freshman and sophomore year because I couldn't even really imagine like going into that and being a state champ after just two seasons of swimming. But this year, I definitely have higher expectations for myself.
So with these successes you've had in the swimming pool here at South Haven, you're a junior, so you still have next year to go. But if the situation presented itself, could you see yourself swimming in college?
Yeah, I definitely think that swimming in college would be a good thing for me. I just want to keep going and see what I can do.
All right. Congratulations on this meet and the season so far. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Eleanor Frost of South Haven High School Swimming is our student athlete of the week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.